Welcome to the Burrow.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite books and have a bit of a laugh. Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Megan. I use any pronouns and I'm from Canada.
I use she, her pronouns, and I'm from the UK.
Okay, how are we doing today?
Not too great.
Oh yeah, you're sick and tired.
Yesterday I was at a student union meeting at uni and I started to feel a bit rough. And basically everyone around me has been sick. Like it's cold
Oh,
season. Like
yeah.
December is peak. Like you're gonna get sick. And I've avoided it for like the past couple of weeks. Like everyone around me has just like been off being sick and stuff. And I've been like, oh, okay, maybe I've avoided it. But I haven't.
No.
But I hope by the time I go home next week that it'll either completely be gone or like I'll feel like at least 90% better.
Hopefully.
I don't want to go home and feel really awful, especially like on a long train journey. That's
Yeah.
yeah.
It's
But I'm thriving, I guess.
okay.
A little bit. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Tonight I have a strike of my show going on, which I'm so excited for. I'm so confused on what the fuck is happening in the play. Like, so confused. That's so many things. There's like, it's based on the Filipino community in Winnipeg, which is where I live.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, but the problem is the cast is like all white.
Oh.
It's all white and one Korean guy.
Is it a Philippine story or is it based on like
It's based on the
did
Filipino
it
community in Winnipeg.
so
And
it is about
yes,
them?
and the playwright and director are both Filipino.
That's really bad, actually.
But the problem is that like the people they could have cast is only the honors class, and they're like
Yeah.
all white.
That's bad. That's like
So
having a white production of Hamilton.
yeah, so they had to change the script and the story a little bit, obviously.
Okay.
But there's
That's
also
great.
the way reason I'm confused more is also there is a scene, like it's a wedding scene,
Yeah.
but during the wedding there's a guy who's singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in red heels during a fight during the wedding, and I'm like,
Is this like a
what?
parody musical? Like, what's going
No, I
on?
don't know. I'm so confused.
Oh
I
my
will
God.
give you my whole review after, because I and
I will be
then
waiting
yeah,
for it. Very exciting things
very
happening in your
exciting.
life.
Yeah,
Very
and then
boring things happening in my life.
I mean, you're going home for Christmas.
Yeah,
That'll be
but
fun.
I'm so excited.
I
It's
am
been
done.
like
Are you done classes already?
next Friday, I'm
Next
done.
Friday?
And then
Okay.
I'm going home Saturday. But the thing is, we have a winter ball next Thursday, and if
Oh,
I'm still
yeah.
feeling like this, I literally don't know if I want to go.
Wait, what are you wearing for that?
A dress.
Do
Me
you
looking at
see
it over
that?
there, like you can see it.
I can't see it.
No, I know you can't see it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up.
That's fair. You don't need to.
It's like a skater burgundy dress.
Ooh. I'm probably
Basically,
gonna wear my.
I kind of wore something similar last year, to be fair.
That's fine.
But yeah, but like, I don't know if I'm gonna go if I'm still feeling like this.
Okay.
So,
That's fair.
I
For
don't.
the
That's
gala I
awesome.
mentioned, I might wear my suit from grad because I haven't actually been able
Oh,
to wear it, so.
yes. Oh my gosh.
I wore a
That'd be
bow
so
tie
cool.
though, because when I wore it for grad, I had a bow tie, but it was my friend's bow tie.
Oh, okay.
I want something.
Find yourself one.
Maybe
Yeah.
Christmas, I will
Yeah.
treat myself a little.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love doing that now because I
That's
know
just
how to
like
do
your thing now.
anyway. Do we want to move into our UK and Canadian discourse?
Yes.
You want to go first?
No.
No?
I don't really
Okay.
have a lot.
Okay, I have two things.
Okay.
One doesn't really count as Canadian. And also, I agree with you on this. So, it's
For
a.
once, we agree.
Oh my God, we agree on a lot of things. Anyway, it's the new Matilda movie. And there's a lot of problems with people. People in the States don't know about like the musical. Also, they don't like the musical. And some of, like, not all of them, but some of them do.
Yeah. So, by the way, before we even talk about that, everyone, well, I know it's only technically out in the UK, but when it comes out on Netflix, everyone should go watch it.
I'm going to watch it 10 out of 10,
You know what?
absolutely.
For the first time, I'm like so happy because normally when stuff comes out, it's normally American and we have to
Yeah.
wait months for it to come out. I'm like, well, I can already see it, and you lot, you have to wait until it comes out. And I feel so great about that. But the thing is that, so the original film is American, which me myself, I didn't really clock on to until a couple years ago, because I'd watched it when I was younger. And when I'm younger, I don't think about accents. I just watch it and I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. But the book is written by an English writer and it's like English school and stuff. But the original film is American and it's completely different from the book.
Yeah.
So Americans are like, oh, what is this? Why did they remake it? The original's like always better. And I'm like, okay. Like,
that's not original.
But it's a totally different story. Like, the musical is based off the book.
Yeah.
So it's a movie of a musical based off a book, which is funny. Yeah. But yeah, so people have just been really weird about it. And I'm like, well, the original story, which I guess the American film is like loosely based off.
Yeah, but they Americanized it.
Yeah, is actually English in the first place. So like, yeah. you're a little bit wrong.
A little bit. Because... I think because they don't know about the book. So they're like, because the American movie came out before the musical did.
Yes,
I think they do research on it, they see that and they're like, oh, they based it off of the movie.
Yeah, it's just annoying because me personally, I'm like, how do you not know about the book? Like, the author is a really famous author. Like, for you to not know about him, it's just like a bit.
Actually, we're not really told about the.
Are you not?
No, I think it's the British thing.
Yeah, but it's like a world known author. Like,
what's the author's name?
Roald Dahl.
Oh, that person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him, but yeah, I recognize the name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little bit annoying.
And my other one is a point that I saw in reading this book.
Mm.
They refer to Santa Claus as Father Christmas.
Do
you refer to him as Father Christmas?
Well, both.
Which one do you do most?
I don't know.
Or do you switch between them?
Santa. I just think we switch. I don't know. It's kind of like equal. But like, we do call him Father Christmas though.
Okay.
Like, also,
I feel like. Christmas. Yeah, I feel like Father Christmas is kind of like an older term. I don't know.
Does it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You could be right. Older. But I never knew that.
I like Santa Claus better, but like Father Christmas, I understand. So it's fine.
Yeah. I don't. Oh, wow.
It's not a big of a deal.
I never thought about that, you know? But yeah. I don't really have one, so.
You have one? So we have two things that I did, so it makes up for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Do you have a quote for the week?
I do. Oh my god. Ooh. One sec. Yeah. I want to stay on the, like, the trend or the trail of Alice Oseman for this.
Ooh.
I don't know why I did this.
I know how much you love her.
I do. But there's one quote from Heartstopper, obviously. I'm not sure what I've done before, but it's from Nick. The quote is, "You're probably the best friend I've ever had." And ooh. I know in the context of the story, it's like, because they're like, you know, soulmates and stuff like that. Like, they're in love. But they are best friends, like, you know. But you're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
Yay!
What was I going to say?
Mm-hmm. That's yours.
My brain. Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say something that it's, like, so nice and so, like, kind of wholesome that they are best. Like, yeah. You see them developing a friendship first before they fall for each other.
I feel like, yeah, for relationships, I think it's better to be best friends or really close friends with your partner.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, you need that foundation. Like, when you get to know them anyway, you're kind of building a friendship anyway. So, I don't know. I just feel like it's better to do that rather than just, like, delve right in and just, like, go on a date with them. And it's, I don't know. Yeah. But then, again, if you're, like, really good friends and then you date and if something happens.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like
that's a bit, but I don't know.
That's fine.
If it's a risk you're willing to take, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's your quote?
My one is from Cassandra Clare, who wrote the Shadowhunter Chronicles. And my quote is, one must be careful of books and what's inside them, for words have the power to change us.
Ooh.
I really like it.
I like that. Okay.
Cool.
Now, do we want to start with the book?
Yeah.
By the way, well, it's kind of in the title, but we're doing This Winter by Alice Oseman. Honestly, I love the book. It's so good.
It is. It's also a nice little, like, quick read as well.
It's a novella. Nice. So it's, like, not many chapters. I think, like, not chapters, pages. How many pages is it? I don't know.
Not that many.
No.
Like 100 and something?
Yeah, like 102. No, I was like, I'd say 101 because the last page is, like, a picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not that long.
So it's, nice. It's really short.
So seeing as this episode is going to come out kind of a little bit where Christmas is, this is kind of like a festive episode, and this book is Christmassy. So yeah, go ahead and start talking about it.
Yeah, so This Winter, incredible book. It starts off with, like, some photos of Nick and Charlie. Like photos that, like, things happened in Heartstopper and stuff like that. I love the photos. So that's all mentioned, that it's adorable, so cute. But the first part of the book starts, like, this book is it goes through perspectives of Corey, Charlie, and Oliver, the spring siblings.
Yeah.
So the first part, which is my part, is the part on Tori. So yeah, it starts with Tori. She's waking up on Christmas Day. She gets woken up by her younger brother, who I think is around, like, 10, I believe. He's pretty young. 10, 12?
Yeah.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Gets woken up by Oliver, and she gets 2 hours of sleep, which... Tori, oh my god.
That couldn't be me.
It couldn't be me. Totally.
Literally, the minimum amount of sleep I get is, like, 7 hours. And even when I get much, I feel bad.
I will get, like, minimum of, like, 6.
That's bad.
No, it's actually not bad, like, compared to what you'll get.
I know, but anything under 7 isn't good.
Yeah, but still.
Like, I try and get 8 hours of sleep if I can.
It could be a lot worse, though.
I love my sleep. But yeah, I remember this one time, like, ages ago when I was in secondary school, maybe in year 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either year 7 or year 8. And I, like, stayed up really late. And I got 1 hour of sleep.
Ooh.
And I went to school the next day and I felt great. Like, I was high in adrenaline. Like, I was just thriving through that day.
Hell yeah.
And then as soon as I got home, I crashed. Which was,
like,
great.
Okay. But, like, about, like, having crashed, stuff like that. I had Red Bull video, which I know isn't great. But you know how it's supposed to give you, like, tons of energy?
Yeah.
It did the opposite for me. It made me zone out.
Well, yeah, it depends on the person. Red Bull. Yeah. Don't drink Red Bull. It's bad.
Not great. I mean, let me continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to mention one quote by Tori, which is so funny. I love it so much. What was it? My outdoors falling asleep time gets steadily later due to my rather worrying internet addiction. Which is so true. Such a mood.
Yeah.
Due to COVID and quarantine, my sleep schedule has gone, like, downhill.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
I mean, there's a photo that shows up of Oliver whacking Tori awake, which is, oh my god, oh my god.
Well, not, like, violently. Me and my sister, when we were both younger, and she didn't mind me interrupting her sleep, I would, like, go into her room at, like, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, and we'd just, like, hang out until, like, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we'd wake up.
Me and my sister used to share a room.
Oh, okay.
Like, not, like, but, like, we didn't have, like, the whole bed. We had bunk beds.
Yeah.
So until a certain period, we had bunk beds, and then we got our own rooms. But I think we got our own rooms once my older sister moved out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, now on Christmas Day, I just sleep. And then, like, my mum wakes me up. Like, I used to
That's what happens now.
Yeah, because when you're, like, a little kid, like, you're really excited about it, so you just wake up super early. I mean, now I kind of wake up earlier than I usually do, but it's still kind of, like, later. It's not, like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we all wake up. I mean, my mom wakes up early because she's used to it.
Yeah.
But we sleep in usually. Anyway.
Aww.
It's really cute. Oliver gets like a Christmas card, like one of those like music ones from Charlie
Yes.
gives it
Yeah.
to him. And it's like annoying the heck out of Tori by opening it for like 2 seconds. Which I love them. They're great. They're funny. But also at the same time,
I've
they're
never
so
had
annoying.
one.
They get really messed up after a while, after you keep opening it.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
probably. I've never had any of them before.
Maybe one day you'll get one.
No.
No? I think
No.
I have one in my closet, I think.
Oh my
Not it's not a
God.
Christmas one, it's like a just a birthday one. She's talking about her. Oh my God, stop. She's talking about her family a little bit. And she talks about Charlie and what happened a few months prior.
Yeah.
Which is talked about more in Heartstopper. I believe volume 5 or volume. Yeah, I think volume 5 or something like that. Volume 4.
I think it's four.
4? Yeah.
Because three is the Paris trip and then
Yeah,
four
so
is
it's
the
4, yeah.
recovery. Yeah, it's yeah, because five isn't finished yet. So yeah, it's four.
Yeah, so Charlie goes through. Well, he isn't mentioned. We didn't mention it in the Heartstopper episodes.
Yeah.
But Charlie has an eating disorder. He has anorexia. And around October, it got really bad. So he had to go to a psychiatric ward to get help with it.
And also OCD as well.
OCD, too. Yes, I forgot about that. Which I believe eating disorders and OCD kind of
They
intermix. They
can
usually
go,
come together.
yeah, because you can have compulsions that tie into your eating disorder
Yeah,
also.
exactly.
So they kind of sometimes they go hand in hand together. Obviously, you can have them like separately, but in Charlie's case, kind of like combination of the two.
Yeah, it just mixes together. And Tori, I feel bad for both of them, but Tori feels like it's her fault. If you read, I'm promoting all Vals' books, but the book Solitaire goes over Tori's story,
Oh
and she
yeah.
has severe depression. She feels really guilty for a lot of things that happens with like Charlie. She feels like she hasn't done enough. She could have like helped him more. It isn't her fault at all. I feel like I wouldn't say it's not Charlie's fault. Not Charlie's fault. Not what isn't Charlie's fault. It isn't Tori's fault. It's more the bullies at his school. Yeah, it's the bullies at his school that kind of made his eating disorder worse.
I also do think it's also a thing of the way his brain is wired.
Yeah.
Even without the eating disorder, he would probably still have the OCD.
Oh, probably.
It might manifest in a different way, but I feel like it's just like who he is.
Well, if we go off something like what Geoff said, which is his therapist, during the time when he was getting bullied, like severely bullied, he had no control over what was happening.
Yeah.
So the OCD is kind of like a byproduct, a effect of that, because he feels like he has control. Isn't really great, and Geoff is trying to help him like stop or like fix that. Anyway,
Hey.
Charlie walks in talking about him.
Oh my gosh, Charlie.
Yeah, and another photo appears. I love the photo, it's so cute. It's a
Oh
photo of,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
yeah, this photo of Charlie and Oliver, and I think it's funny. I can see the bags under both Tori and Charlie's eyes.
Yeah. Sleep deprived siblings.
Like for Tori's case, I think she stays up too late on the internet. Charlie's
With
case,
Charlie,
a bit worse.
he just can't sleep. He
Yeah.
wants to, but he just can't sleep.
Due to like anxiety and worrying and stuff like that, which
Yeah.
is kind of fair because like what is going to happen in this, the Christmas day is really stressful.
Yeah, because it's his first Christmas since like the whole mental
Yeah.
health kind of like going to the psychiatric ward and all of that stuff.
Yeah. And I'm just
So,
like Tori talks about this in the soon as like recent pages. Like their parents, both of them, kind of like they suck with like the mental illness stuff. Both Tori's like depression and Charlie's OCD and eating disorder.
yeah.
Like his mom tries to just ignore it most of the time. And his dad does too, but his dad kind of covers it up by talking about books and other stuff. Which it does, it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help anyone learn.
No.
Especially doesn't
It's
help
also,
Charlie.
yeah, it's also a thing of though is that Charlie, he doesn't want to talk about it, but he wants it to be acknowledged, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a hard, because he doesn't want to talk, because that's like really personal and like really, if someone just says like, oh yeah, like what's going on, like are you still like starving yourself or something,
Yeah.
like
You have to say it in a certain way. You can't just
yeah,
be blunt about it and be
you have
rude
to be
about it.
like, you have to be like sensitive about it, because it's
Be
still like
understanding, yeah.
raw. Yeah, it's still raw, like he's still going through it. But yeah, I'd say his mum is slightly worse than his dad in the fact
Yeah, at least his dad is like trying. Well, his mom's trying too, but like,
in a way that like, I don't know how to explain it, but like
yeah,
when he
trying in the
does,
wrong way.
when he does bring it up, then she kind of attacks him for it,
Yeah.
which is definitely not the way to go about it, I don't think. I
No,
think she's the
absolutely
same
not.
with Tori as well, when it comes to her
She
depression
is,
and all
yeah.
that. She kind of makes it out like they're being dramatic when they're
Yeah.
not, and that's like the worst thing to say to someone who's like struggling
It's
with something.
absolutely the worst thing to say. Like, they're not being dramatic. They're just having,
Yeah.
they need help. They need to talk about it.
Personally, I think Sarah should adopt Charlie. No,
She should.
I'm
No,
joking.
well,
But
no,
like,
but like,
yeah. I
I love Sarah so much.
know. I love her. She's great.
She is. We'll see her later in your part. So,
Yes,
yeah.
yeah.
Just want to say, Charlie and Oliver, so adorable. I love their dynamic.
I love them.
It's so adorable. And Oliver, fun fact, big fan of toy trucks, as you will learn in any bit of the stories. Anyway, Christmas time happens.
Yes.
Yay! They actually all wake up and get downstairs because they had like a little, they have a little moment in their room, in Tori's room together, because they can't wake up the parents.
Yeah.
Oliver gets Mario Kart, which they end up, Tori and Charlie end up playing. I believe it's Mario Kart 8, or Mario Kart 8's a bit harder. Anyway, you don't know anything.
I have limited knowledge about Mario Kart.
Okay, well, I will talk about it. Yeah, I believe it's playing Mario Kart 8, which is a bit harder. It's different than the other ones. Anyway, they do that. Both Tori and Charlie get electronics for that day. Tori gets a laptop, and Charlie gets a new phone. And then Charlie gets her a Wednesday Addams case, a laptop case, which is talking about Wednesday Addams, the new Netflix series that came out.
Haven't watched it yet.
I me neither, but I really want to. It sounds so good.
I've heard it's amazing. It's
Yeah.
really great.
I keep
But
seeing clips of like that dance scene,
me too.
and I'm like, oh my God, I want to see it so bad.
She Cora
I
Jenna,
know,
who
yeah.
performs,
She did it
she
all
did it
herself,
as well. Yeah.
which is amazing.
She's such a great actress. Like,
I
oh,
know. And
amazing.
then, yeah, she came from the Disney Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, she started out on Disney Channel.
Yeah. And then she moved to, is it called X or something?
Pardon?
Isn't it, she was part of a film called X or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think she was also in like a I think it was with Maddie Ziegler or someone, like in a
Okay.
gay film, like a queer thing, I
Oh,
think.
yeah, okay.
I've not watched it, but I want to watch it. I've heard about it.
Okay.
But she's done quite a lot. She's very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really want to watch it. And already, so they're playing the game. His mom comes into the room, and you can already see that, like, Charlie and his mom are getting, like, kind of pissy with each other.
Yeah.
And, like, Tori can tell that it's gonna be, like, gonna start the fight. And, spoiler alerts, there will be a fight.
Oh, I was
Yeah.
like, what's the spoiler?
Spoiler, there will be a fight between the two. But, yeah, their parent, their grandparents and family, it's gonna be over in about half an hour at this point. I really skipped to that point. So everything, like, their parents, I think it's like uncles, aunts, cousins, and then their grandparents on each side, they all arrive. Tori and Charlie are being like, greeters to their family, which, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, my family doesn't do that actually, because we don't have
I
a
mean,
big family.
Yeah, we don't have a big family either.
Yeah, people
I
just like
mean,
come in.
technically we do, but they're not here, like in the UK. So like,
Yeah.
yeah, literally at Christmas it's literally just me, my mum, and my sister.
Which
So
even then,
like,
that's a good thing.
I don't need to greet anyone because no one's
No.
coming to my house. But when I was younger, we kind of did, but yeah, because I
Okay.
think because of the older ones in the family, they're having to like be like, oh hey, welcome, thanks for coming, etc. sort of
Okay.
thing.
Cool. Yeah, that's kind of what happens. We kind of greet people. And my mom's usually kind of walking between the doors, and we'll say hi if they come into the door, like come through. But it depends what house you go to. Sometimes we go through my aunt and uncle's house in the country, or we'll go here. So it really depends. Anyway, relatives of Y, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And they're sitting down at a table with their cousins.
Yes,
And this kind of makes things start to get awkward at this point.
yeah.
It's one of their cousins, Clara, who I'm pretty sure Clara isn't Clara or Esther. One of them they think is queer. I don't
Oh.
remember which one. But Clara in particular, she starts asking about Nick. Which kind of is fine, but in this situation it isn't.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
because their grandparents are there, and both Tori and Charlie believe that they might be a little bit homophobic, so they don't really want to talk about it there.
Yes,
Yeah,
yeah.
so it's kind of causing like a bit of anxiety with both Charlie and Tori, I'd say, because
Yes,
Tori
yeah.
is nervous because of Charlie.
Yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
true, actually.
Also, Charlie is wearing Nick's jumper, and I love that.
Oh, I'm gonna bring that up later.
Yeah, he's wearing a jumper. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Like Clara in this situation, she's kind of annoying me in this situation. Well, it's definitely annoying everyone. Like, she
Yeah.
should be quiet. She should ask that. If she wants to ask it at a different time, not at Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I do feel like she's trying to make conversation, but like, that's
Yeah,
not the
that's the
best.
wrong conversation.
I know.
Like, we don't, like, there's so many things that will be happening that day. We don't need to cause more problems. So, like, they're talking about Nick, and then they also asked Tori about it, about her, like, relationships. And iconic asexual Tori comes in.
Oh,
Love
oh my
it.
God.
And I hate the question that Clara asks.
What
She
is she
asks,
up?
What about you, Tori? Any lovely men in your life? And I'm like,
Oh.
ew.
That makes me
Yeah,
cringe.
like I like talking about like my life, but that question in particular is like,
That's a bit
no.
yikes.
Yeah,
A
I think
bit
I have been asked that before, and I was like,
yikes.
and then not talk.
Yeah,
But
no.
Tori's response to it was, fighting down the urge to hysterically laugh, and then their like verbal response was, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. She also asks, Charlie, when did you know you were gay? And I'm like, you don't ask that question to people. Like, okay, I'll say
How?
sometimes it can be okay
Yes,
in certain
if it's
situations.
a one-on-one situation
One
where
on one,
like,
and you're like very close friends, or you're like you're both okay with that kind of stuff, then I think it's fine.
how does his cousins know? Is it just because it's on his social media?
Oh no, his uncle told him.
Oh, so basically everyone
Their
knows
uncle.
apart from the grandparents. Okay, I thought he just literally. All people that knew were like Oliver, Tori, his mom, and his dad, and that was
Yeah,
it.
no.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure like either his mom or something probably told like the uncles or aunts, and then they told the cousins.
Okay. Yeah,
Makes
but
sense.
that's, you can't ask that in like a big family setting.
No, absolutely not. It makes everyone uncomfortable. And then his dad shows up and is like, is everything doing okay? Which is I like that he's like asking if things are okay. But also he's drawing the attention to Charlie, which he doesn't want.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of appreciate it. Like, at least his dad's trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does stop the conversation by coming in.
Yeah, see, that's what I think was good about him coming in. He kind of stopped Charlie from having to answer that.
Yeah, exactly, which is good. I believe it's Clara who said, like, oh, their dad's like so pestery. And
Yeah.
I'm like, bestie, you're being so pestery. You're the one who's asking Charlie too many
No.
questions.
Yeah,
Like, oh my
no.
God, stop.
Yeah.
And they end up moving to, I believe, yeah, Charlie gets up and he moves to the couch, and then Tori comes and joins him, I think. And they're sitting with their uncle and aunt, and his uncle, oh my God, asks him, he starts asking about the psychiatric ward,
Oh,
but in a
yeah.
bad way. He's talking about how, like, oh, there's like horror stories about them and like straitjackets, and I'm like, who does making him uncomfortable?
Straitjackets.
Yeah.
That's a thing of the past. Come on now.
I know.
That's not still going on. Like, that's
No.
a.
Like, a lot of people would think like a psychiatric ward is like a mental hospital, like a horror thing.
Like I don't know much about that, but I know that's not what it is.
No.
That's kind of ignorant.
Well,
Wow.
like, I took a psychology class in high school. I just wanted to be like totally accurate, but some of the psychiatric wards, like the original ones, they were kind of used as like museums, I guess.
Were they? Oh.
Like the people would be kind of like cells and stuff like that, and people could come in and kind of like look,
Ugh.
kind of like a zoo.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I know, it's really disturbing. Anyway,
Yeah.
that conversation was so uncomfortable. Charlie ended up leaving, getting up. Also, like, the aunt started laughing at the jokes, and I'm like, those aren't funny, bestie.
Oh.
Anyway, Charlie gets up, he leaves, and then Tori follows like shortly after. And this is where the big fight happens between his
Yeah.
mom and his dad. Not mom, sorry, mom and Charlie just start fighting, which happens quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. And one thing that stuck out to me that his mom said is, it's just like, it's horrible. Like, why would you say that to particularly your son? Why would you say that in general? It's You're acting like a baby that wants everyone's attention all the time.
The point is that he doesn't want the attention,
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote down. He doesn't want any attention at all.
though. My God.
And I
This
guess I
is
can't,
why
like, yeah.
I don't like his mom. Like, she can be nice, but I just
Yeah, but she's still not.
the way she deals with it, I don't like it. Because it's not like it's a heat of the moment thing. It happens a lot with Charlie, and then it happens a lot with Tori in
Yeah.
Solitaire when you do that. And it just really annoys me.
Yeah, like, she should get therapy. I believe
Oh
that.
my God, family
Family
therapy.
therapy.
God.
So, like, yeah, the point is, he doesn't want attention. And she brings the point in, I think you mentioned earlier. It's like, you want us to talk about it, but also you don't want us to talk about it. And it's like, well, like, he wants to talk about it, but it's one thing not at a family dinner, first of all. Two, if they do talk about it, it'd be like a casual thing, I guess, and like in a supportive kind of way, like talking about the good moments, I'd assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just a like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Sort of, because it's just, that's not the right way to approach it, I don't think. I don't
Yeah.
know. I think it's just good to not like ignore it, but
Yeah.
then also not to be like, oh, you're at therapy, are you okay? Like, are you like whatever sort of thing. Like, not to explicitly be like that, but kind of like how Tori is, like being
Yeah.
silently supportive. And like acknowledging that it happened and that it could, maybe it could happen again because
Yeah.
he's not fully okay,
Well,
but
yeah, like, it's not gonna be fixed forever, obviously. It can't be like cured right away.
it's the thing of there's gonna be times where he's feeling like great, he's gonna be having like good days, but then
Yeah.
there's gonna be times where he's gonna be like really anxious and he's gonna like be feeling the need to like count the calories and to like stop eating and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Which is, yeah. And they have a whole like back and forth thing where Charlie yells back at her. That's it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he just wants to be treated like a normal person.
Yeah,
Like that.
yeah.
And his mom, oh, he's like, he tells me about like how sometimes he treats her like he doesn't even want him as a child. And she yells at him to get out. And so he heads over to Nick's, which
Yeah.
is probably like the best option in this situation.
Yeah, to like kind of remove himself from
Yeah.
like conflict, because it can only get worse from that point, to be
Yes,
honest.
exactly.
If
And
you stop.
Tori tries to like stop him, but he also, he kind of, I say he doesn't mean to yell at Tori, but he's in such a bad mood that he accidentally does.
Yeah.
He says something along the lines of like, Nick is the only person that treats him like he doesn't have any mental illness. Like, a mental illness isn't his only personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he does say sorry, though, and then he leaves and heads off to Nick's.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the new chapter starts with, you, but also mentioned because that's one page. Charlie and Nick are texting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, Nick got a pug called Henry, which is so cute.
I love them, and there's photos in this as well.
Yes, so cute. And yeah, as you said, they're texting, and as I was just like reading a couple of pages when they're texting, I just love their banter and the energy they have when they're texting each other. It's just like so funny. It's so great.
I love it.
Yeah, so then that fight happens, and then so later on, after they kind of have that funny bantery kind of texting, then Charlie's like, because Charlie was planning to go over to Nick's to meet his family for a little bit,
Yeah.
so Nick could like introduce him as his boyfriend. So he texts Nick and he's like, oh, is it okay if I come over a little bit earlier? And then of course we get concerned Nick. We always get concerned Nick when it comes to Charlie. And he's just like, oh, are you okay, sort of thing. And Charlie's just like feeling sad, and he's like, the best thing for me is to just like get out of the situation, which is what
Yeah.
we kind of about. But he does feel bad about just leaving Tori with to deal with the rest of the family.
Yeah.
So Charlie gets to Nick's, and Nick opens the door and he asks him, did you not bring an umbrella? But like on the way there, because Charlie was so kind of like out of it, he
Well,
literally did
yeah.
not realize it was raining at all. So he's just there, like completely soaked, like without
And like
realizing.
crying and
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, and then Nick says to him, "You look like shit," which
Accurate, but
I love that he's just, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He's not like, oh no, you look great, you look fine. But yeah, so he just like hugs Charlie, still like outside on the doorstep, and then
Yeah.
Charlie starts to cry. And concerned Nick, basically for the rest of the novella, to be fair, he's just really worried about him and just wants him to be okay. So what Nick does, he takes out a handkerchief from his
Oh, God,
pocket.
yeah.
And I just wrote down that old man energy.
Oh, yeah, so true.
Only him would carry around a
Yeah, of
handkerchief.
course.
Which that makes Charlie laugh, and it kind of makes him like less kind of sad in that moment, which is nice to see. And then they have a little kiss outside. Yeah.
And then doesn't his family come up behind them?
There's like six or seven family members that come out and interrupt them. They're like, oh, is this Charlie then? And like, you see his family, he has so much family.
He
Like,
does, yeah.
it's crazy. I'm like, wow, there's like a whole like party of them like singing and dancing, and like so there's so many of
Yeah.
them. And Charlie meets Henry. Obviously dog therapy is the best kind of
Oh,
therapy.
absolutely.
So like he's living the best life at the moment. And I also put down Nelly. You see Nelly for like a little bit.
I love
And
it. I'm so sorry, I
I
want to
love
mention, I'm so sad that Nelly won't be in season 2 of Heartstopper.
I did see a picture of her though.
I don't think she's gonna really be there much.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, she can't go to Paris, so.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair though, she isn't in the volumes that much, to be honest with you,
No.
either, so like, Could I just like maybe go to the set and just like steal her?
You just, yeah, steal Nelly,
Yeah.
please.
Echo. Her name is Echo. I
Yeah,
still have.
yeah.
Rename her Nelly, you know, I'm joking. So yeah, then after a while they go up to Nick's room. And what you pointed out earlier is that Charlie borrowed Nick's jumper. And Nick points it out. He's like, "Oh, is that my jumper?" And Charlie's like, "Oh, whoops. I like
Oopsie.
borrowed it and forgot to give it back to you." Which obviously he just wanted to keep it, let's be honest. And then they kind of go back downstairs and we have an interaction between David and Charlie.
Ooh,
And we
you.
all know how we feel about David from our Heartstopper episodes. Not very great. So they have a little conversation and it starts off really badly with David asking him if he's cured now. And that's just like a lot of issues right there, just in
Yeah.
that one sentence. And then I didn't think it could get worse.
But
He
good.
goes, but oh yeah, it definitely does. He's like, "Did you meet anyone really crazy at like the psychiatric thing?" And then he just goes on to talk about, "Oh, I've seen all these weird things about in psychiatric hospitals and like all these like horror stories," and like kind of asking him that. And Charlie, he tries to defend himself, but he's kind of there like frozen. And he
Yeah.
kind of explains to him, he's like, "Well, I'm not crazy," or like kind of thing. He's like, "I was just like having issues or whatever." And then Nick finally comes in and he defends the shit out of Charlie
Oh, hell
and basically gets David to back off, and David just like goes away. And then after he goes away, he says to Charlie, "He's such an insensitive little prick." And I'm like,
yeah. So
yes, he
true, though, he
is.
is.
Like, ugh, just God, I hate him so
I know.
much. And then, of course, in Charlie fashion, Charlie says sorry to Nick. And Nick is like, "You don't need to apologize."
No S
Like,
word.
no S word. Exactly. And then they go back up to Nick's room and they like give each other their presents. So Charlie gets Nick a notebook, a fountain pen, and a fisheye lens for his phone. You
Okay.
know, like those things that you attach to your phone and it like looks like a fisheye. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? Do you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah.
It's hard to explain. It gives it like a different camera perspective
Yeah.
thing. And he also got him a Oreo Dairy Milk bar. I
Oh yeah,
love.
he loves those. We yeah, let's mention Nick and Charlie, how he loves those.
Yeah. And then Nick gets Charlie some really cool headphones because Charlie's ones are broken, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then they get each other some really cute Christmas cards as well. And then like later on in the evening, they go downstairs and they watch Doctor Who. Because like every Christmas there's a Doctor Who special.
Oh, yes.
Yes, which we love to see. And then they're kind of sitting there watching it for a.
I'll mention something about Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
Yas being in Doctor
The
Who, being the first
in
trans
the
character.
special, yeah, she's in the special of Doctor Who.
I'm so happy for her. So, like,
I'm so excited.
being the first trans woman or trans person in general to be in Doctor Who.
I love it.
Iconic.
I know. Also, the fact that Chuti is the first Black Doctor. Do you know how many years Doctor Who has been going on for? That's
A long
insane.
time.
He's like the 20 something doctor, I think. That's crazy to
Oh my
me.
God.
But I'm glad that it's happening now.
Well, for the longest time, it was like old white men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they did, because they're recently, before Chuty, there's a woman doctor played by Jodie Whittaker. And they did her so
I
dirty.
know.
Like, I stopped watching it because it was so bad. Like, she's great, but the writing was not great. But they've got, I think, the original writer back on for Chuty's like next season. So I think it's gonna be really good. So I'm gonna watch it and see if it's better. And
Hopefully it is.
I really hope it is. But yeah, so they're watching Doctor Who, and Nick notices that Charlie's phone is like keeps on vibrating and vibrating and vibrating. like tells him to like check his phone, and it's like so many messages from Tori being like, where did you go, are you okay, what's going on, etc. She's like, if you don't answer, I'm coming over to Nick's. And then so Charlie reads through all of them and is like to Nick, maybe I should go home. And then he opens up to Nick about what happened, because he hadn't really told him
Yeah, I'm
really
gonna mention
what
it.
made him so upset. So he like talks about his annoying relatives, the argument he had with his mum, and like the no sleep thing, and how he's like really stressed. And then at this point, you see Tori is like in the doorway of Nick's house, and she's completely soaked. Like Charlie, she didn't clock onto the fact it was raining, so she's like completely wet from the rain. And then she comes in and she's like to Nick, how is it possible you have this many family? Like that makes no logical sense.
No.
And then the second thing she says is that David keeps trying to flirt with her, which is so funny because he needs to take a hint, honestly.
He does.
Also, isn't he not a lot older, but like
He is a decent bit older. I think he's in his 20s.
he's in university, second or
Yeah.
third year.
Isn't he like
Like,
22
yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, leave her alone.
I know, but like, she can hold her own, so like,
Oh, yeah.
she's got it. And then at this point, so that was all Charlie's perspective. And then at this point, we switched to Oliver's perspective. So he's back at the house. It kind of leaves off where Charlie went, and then eventually Tori went to go get him. And he's just like, what if I'm next? What if I'm gonna disappear next?
Yeah.
Because he didn't know where they went. And he's just playing Mario Kart to kind of distract himself, but he just doesn't find it any fun playing it by himself. And then he just has this little thought process, like thinking about Nick and Charlie, and it's like, one day I think they're gonna get married. That's so cute.
Absolutely, yeah, it's
I love
canon.
it. And then he kind of picks up on the fact that his mum looks sad, and he kind of goes to her and asks what happened, to Tori and to Charlie. She was like, did they get kidnapped? And she was like, no, Charlie was just a bit upset, and Tori's going to like find him and kind of bring him back. And she feels like bad about what happened. And Oliver, I love him, he's so smart. He's like, we'll just say sorry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then Tori and Charlie then later come back, and as soon as Charlie gets through the door, he picks up Ollie, who he's like 10-ish, 11 by
Yeah,
now,
that's what
so
I'm
like
saying. I think it's around that
he's gotta
age.
be heavy.
Yeah.
So I love the dedication from Charlie for that. And then kind of towards the end, you see this kind of reflection, from Ollie, where he's like, I don't like being alone. Like, he doesn't like being without his siblings. I think is like really interesting, because eventually those two are probably gonna go off to
Yeah,
uni
and
or
he
like,
will be alone because he's a bit younger than they are.
yeah. How old are they at this point?
Charlie is 15, and I believe Tori is like a year older, so 16.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the end, they all play Mario Kart together, which is very cute.
Yay.
So yeah, that's the end. It's
That's the
kind of
end.
like,
Oh my God.
you don't really see his mum doing anything about it.
No,
So.
she doesn't do like anything at all, which is
Yes.
great.
I have mixed feelings about her. You don't
Oh,
see in like the TV show, you see her for like one scene in
we're
season
gonna see
one.
her more in this season.
So I will be interested to see what
Yeah.
goes on. But I think more of the stuff with him and his mum happens in volume 4 instead of volume 3.
Yeah.
Because
Which will be
volume.
in season 3.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
That'll be very interesting. Anyway, what are our final thoughts?
I really like it. You said that you don't like reading it. Well,
No,
you
I don't
do.
like. No,
Find
it's Nick
it
and
really
Charlie I'm
sad.
not a big fan of.
Okay. Never mind then. But yeah.
This winter I like. This winter is good.
I like it. It's cute. It's a little bit of like wholesomeness.
Wholesome, but also it
Yeah.
brings to light what happens.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite quote from the book?
I do. Oh my God.
I can go first if you want.
Sure, yeah, go first.
Okay. So my quote is from Nick. It's a bit of a long one, but I really like it. And it just shows how like caring he is and how much he kind of
Yeah.
understands Charlie. Because it's one thing to care about him, but like he knows Charlie that well to say it, if that makes
Yeah,
sense.
that makes sense.
So the quote is, "I think sometimes you're so scared of being a burden that it makes you terrified to ask for help. But you have lots of people around you that would be there for you if you opened up about what help you need." And I think that's like really powerful.
It is.
And it's really relatable for a lot of people because like it's hard to open up, but then like when you do, you realize that everyone was just like waiting for you to open up so they know
Yeah.
like what's going on, sort of thing. But yeah, I think that's a really good quote.
It is. My quote, I already mentioned it, which I probably turned it down. But it's a quote from the beginning of the book by Tori, which is very relatable, just like
Oh, yeah.
yeah, my average falling asleep time gets steadily later due to my rather worrying internet addiction.
Honestly, in general, Tori is just a relatable queen.
She is. She's so
Yeah.
relatable.
Yeah.
I love her. So let's move on to our book history then.
Yeah.
You want me to start?
I don't mind.
Okay. Mine is on, I was doing some research on the first novels that have transgender characters in them.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
And one of the first like English ones was a book called Orlando. It was written in 1928.
oh,
Yeah, by a person named Virginia Woolf. And it was considered, one of the first transgender novels in English whose plot follows a bisexual poet that changes from male to female.
wow. Oh my, that's cool. That
Yeah.
is really cool, actually. I bet it was banned and
Oh.
probably like. That's so
Maybe.
cool. That's so cool. It was published though, and it was written.
Or
That's
maybe it might have been published, but they might have written it in a way.
that it wasn't obvious, but it
Yeah.
you can, yeah. I get what you mean.
And what's yours?
My one is Christmas related
Ooh.
because I love to relate it. So the most kind of read Christmas book is, not surprisingly, A Christmas Carol. Because
Good.
I'd like that. It's a good book. It's an easy read as well.
It
Because
is, yeah.
I did it for my GCSE English exam, and it's like really short, and it's like a fun book to read as well. I like it. It's great, and it's been made into so many different like
Oh,
films and.
yeah. So many.
But yes, that's a little fun fact.
Cool.
Yeah. So next one I think is about Alice. If you have anything else.
Do you have any, do we want to do theater history or no?
Yeah, but it's Alice
Alice
first.
first? Okay, yeah, we can do Alice first. Yeah, I can start.
Okay.
I just want to mention, because this is a small thing, but
What?
Alice, so she's already 28 years old. And she already has coming up to be, like soon to be, two Netflix seasons of Heartstopper. Five volumes of Heartstopper. Like,
Yeah.
well, four
I'd say
at
like
four
four and a half.
published and five is like still continuing.
Yeah.
And then two novellas and four like regular novels.
And a yearbook as well.
And a yearbook as well, and a coloring book.
Yeah. Oh my.
And she's
Oh, look at
are
her
only
go.
28. Like, oh my God.
That's insane.
It's so impressive. Anyway, what's yours?
My one is, I found out that her mum is a dance teacher. Which is cool. I didn't know
Ooh, that's interesting.
that. And her dad is I think he owns or he is in a electric company, which I didn't. I just thought it was a fun little thing about her, which I didn't know.
That's interesting.
So yeah, now we're gonna go on to theatre history.
My theater history. I saw some research I did recently for a test I did for my
Yeah.
intro theater class. I'm gonna do on three different people who are all connected in a way. A person named Janet Sears, who was the first Black woman to have her play performed and produced on Broadway,
Oh, wow. That's
whose the play was also directed by a Black man named Lloyd Richards. And Lloyd Richards was the first Black man to get a Tony Award for Best Direction.
What was the play?
The play he did, well, the one that he did for
Yeah.
Best Direction was, this is like a separate one, was called, what was it called? I think it was called like, don't remember what it was called.
Sorry, I'm testing you.
Yeah, but the one that Janet Sears wrote that was
Yeah.
performed on, like the first performed on Broadway. It was called Harlem Duet.
Oh, okay.
And Harlem Duet is kind of like, it's called, it's a prequel also, like to Othello.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
but it's really interesting. I'd also say it's like there's another play by a person named Lorraine Hansberry called Raisin in the Sun. Lorraine Hansberry is like a big like role model to Janet Sears, and they actually kind of know each other through theater. So I believe a lot of like the story of Harlem Duet is based off of Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you take Othello and you take a Raisin in the Sun and you put them together, it's like that.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It's really cool and interesting. Anyway, what's yours?
My one, because I love linking stuff, is also Christmas related.
Ooh.
So I think it's mainly a UK thing, pantomimes, which is like an over-exaggerated kind of staged show.
Okay.
Based on like kind of normally fairy tales. So for example, some pantos that are happening right now are like Sleeping Beauty, Snow White,
Yeah.
like the Jack and the Beanstalk. It's like those sort of things. It's like really comedic, over the top, musical, dancey, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So Tavern Bilkers by John Weaver at the Drury Lane Theatre in London was the first like English stage production of a pantomime, and that was in the 1700s, which is really cool. So it's been like going on for like that was like the first kind of early sighting of it, so it's been going on for like a very long time. But yeah,
That's interesting.
so one little thing I wanted to add in was us talking about Christmas, like stuff that we do
Oh,
at Christmas.
yes.
I don't
You want
mind
to go
going
first?
first. You can go first, I don't mind.
You can go first.
Okay, cool. So it's not like a UK thing, I don't think it is, but what we've done ever since I was younger is we'd get to open like one present on Christmas Eve, and it'd always be like pajamas that my mum would get me and my sister, and then we'd wear them to bed and stuff. So that's just like a cute little thing we used to do.
Oh yeah, we don't do that.
I think we still do that actually. My mum just like gives us pajamas on Christmas Eve to sleep
Okay.
in before Christmas Day.
Yeah, we just have we give the person the presents on Christmas Day. But we don't have any traditions that aren't like normal things. We set up the Christmas tree. This year, I believe it's just gonna be me and my mom doing it.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going, yeah, I don't know if we have any really big traditions, honestly.
Okay. What do you do on Christmas Day? Like you
We just
wake
have, we
up.
have Christmas Day. We wake
Yeah.
up, usually we have breakfast. I think we have breakfast first, and then we do the gifts. Or the other way around. It's like very
Yeah.
close.
What we normally do is we open our presents and we get like chocolate a lot of the time, so we just eat that for breakfast.
Okay, that works.
I know. It's great.
We also, it depends on what's happening. Sometimes, as I said to you earlier, it's either like we sometimes would have it at our place, but this
Yeah.
year we're going to my aunt and uncle's in the country.
Cool.
So we're gonna have like a little dinner out there, which is, Christmas is very lovely for me because I'm a vegetarian and a lot of like the food involves meat.
You're vegetarian.
Yeah.
What? I didn't
Yeah,
know that.
vegetarian.
You never told me that.
Rather recently, I started being vegetarian.
Yeah, I was gonna say because, yeah, no, recently, not like,
No, in the past, like, past few months.
yeah, so not like in the last year or something.
No, I
I thought
started,
I
like,
was
in
missing
September.
something. I was just like, yeah, okay, no, that's fine. I
Yeah.
was like, I've known you for this long, like, oh my god, but yeah, no,
You
okay,
know, vegetarian.
bye.
Which is, yeah, really great for Christmas. But
Yeah, have mac and cheese.
we
Yeah,
don't
mac
have
and
mac and
cheese.
cheese.
Huh?
We don't do mac and cheese for Christmas.
Oh, that's America.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We
But
don't do that.
still
Our
happen.
meals are more closer to yours, I think.
Ooh.
We don't have the Yorkshire pudding, though.
Sad. Do you have turkey then for Christmas? Obviously, you're not gonna have it, but like, do you guys do turkey?
We did turkey, but like small amount, because like not many people in my family actually like turkey.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, but my grandma does, so we get it for her.
We get like a big ass turkey. My mom gets it like in advance, then we like freeze it. And then obviously, because now it's just me, my mom, and my sister, we don't eat the whole thing. But we literally for like not like the rest of the week after Christmas, but for like a lot of like dinners and lunches, we just have like leftovers, like turkey sandwiches. But yeah, I think my mom does stuffing for her because she likes stuffing, but I don't really like it.
I like stuffing.
Oh, yeah, I don't
We
really.
what else do we do? We usually have like some kind of pie, then we have like apple pie
Oh,
or something.
I'll tell you what we have. We have this thing called Christmas Yule log. I don't know if you know it.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Yeah, we always. I don't know if it's just a our family thing or if it's like a everyone thing, but just every year we get that and we have it with ice cream and like whipped
Cool.
cream.
Okay.
I'll tell you something I just thought of that might be different. You don't have Christmas crackers, do you?
We do.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, that's great.
I mean, we don't use them much anymore.
You know what? We always get them every year. They're always fun.
We used to use them when we had like a bigger family event,
Yeah, fair.
but now
We
we
always get
don't.
them. It's always interesting to see what's in them because the jokes are so bad.
I know.
But it's that's the fun of Christmas, just opening it and just like getting that joke and you're like.
Is, yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Hey, do we want to end this episode?
Yes. What's our next episode?
Our next
Sorry.
episode, yeah, that's a good question. What our next episode is. It
New.
should be a random topic episode. I'm correct.
Yeah, oh my God. Guess what we're talking about?
What are we talking about?
Asexuality.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
And I think I messaged Lauren, you know, from the Olivia Colman thing. And I think she might be interested in talking about it with us.
Oh my God. Yeah, can we're gonna talk to one of our friends. That'd be exciting.
We have
We
friends,
have
girl.
friends. Oh my God.
So thank you for joining us with this episode where we talked about This Winter, the short kind of Christmas scene novella written by Alice Oseman. Let us know your thoughts on it and what you liked about it. So next episode, we are going to be talking about asexuality, and we're going to be joined with a special little friend who's going to talk to us about that as well. So yeah.
Thank you for listening and follow us on our social medias on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And I'll leave them all in the description of Spotify and YouTube. And also, if you want to email us on a suggestion you have, email us at our email, which is the.burrow.pod@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
Bye-bye, everyone.